Fast Eddie.
And Digital Dave.
And we're here with Paul and Susie Holmes, the owners, builders, constructors, and drivers of the Jetmobile.
We're happy to be here at Oshkosh. My wife and I came up from Daytona Beach in Florida. We live in Spruce Creek. We drove the 1,400 miles, towing my 21-foot long, 11-feet high, 8.5-foot wide Jetmobile. That's a 747 engine cowl that I bought off of an airplane that they were disassembling in Miami, Florida. We're happy to be here, and on the sides of it, if you see, in big white letters on the blue, is support EAA Young Eagles, and they asked us to do that. We do different charity events with the Jetmobile, and that's what it's about. We always just show up with it and advertise Young Eagles.
Here's the big question everybody wants to ask. Why?
Because it could be done, and nobody had ever done it, ever.
But you called her ahead of time and said, honey, I bought this jet engine nacelle. Or did it just like show up in front of the house one afternoon?
Well, actually, I have the greatest wife in the world, I got to tell you, because she puts up with my building shenanigans.
Your eccentricities?
Yes. Well, we actually saw it together. We were down flying our Piper Lance down in Miami visiting some friends in an Opa-locka airport. There was a 747 with the doors open, and anytime you have all the doors open on an older aircraft, they're usually about to part it out, and I found the guy that was parting it out, and he was going to start in 2 weeks. And I asked him if I could buy some of the parts of it. I bought a lot of things besides just this engine cowl, but you can see the first class seats, and I've got the captain's seat and the captain's rudder pedals.
We should describe the interior. I mean, we're actually inside the engine nacelle. That's the first thing that's unusual.
Well, what's really neat is not only do we have a pair of, what are these, first class seats?
Yeah, from the airplane.
No, I've never sat in a first class seat.
Well, you can't sit in these either.
Oh.
But not only does he have the seats, but the nacelle is fully carpeted, which is a great touch.
We've even got some of the interior panels and the windows.
Yeah, and in front of it is a piece of plexiglass with a photograph of the front turbine of the 747 engine, and it rotates courtesy of a fan motor. Where did you come up with the idea for that?
A lot of beer napkins were drawn upon and wasted to develop and design this Jetmobile.
And I heard he had to buy his daughter a new ceiling fan because she came home and it was gone.
Susie, let me ask this question. When he rolled up with this nacelle on the trailer, was it being towed by a brand new car for you?
Oh, he must have told you that.
No,
didn't
I didn't.
He? Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. When as he was deciding what he was going to do with this, before he told me, he went and bought me a brand new car. That is true.
That was just a guess on his part.
I got to tell you, sounds like a good trade. He gets a jet engine to sell, you get a brand new car.
It was a good deal. It was a good deal.
This is starting to sound like a game show.
Yeah, except that her car's the one that's always used to tow it around, right?
No, that's not true. He also bought my daughter a brand new pickup truck, and that's what he uses to tow it around.
Well, true. Although we came up here with an RV. We have a 32-foot RV. That's a funny story. I was going to go rent a 40-foot RV, and then I had never towed anything in combination with an RV and gone a distance like this, and I started looking into the federal law, and the maximum length on the highways when you're towing something like that is 65 feet. And so the combination of my 23 and 40, and then it also sticks out the back another 7 feet almost for the engine tail cone. Anyway, I was well over 65 feet, and that wasn't kind of good. So I had to cut down the size of the RV that we rented to get here, and now I'm below the 65 feet.
Well, sacrifices have to be made.
Yes, that's a big problem, I know.
We were talking about this on our radio program this morning, and we noted that you have 110,000 hours of flight time on this nacelle. One of our listeners texted us and said it was over 4,200 days, and it was like 12 and a half years of being in the air. Are you worried about metal fatigue on this by any chance?
Well, since my maximum speed is 11 knots, I don't really get too worried about it. And
you're not worried about flutter or anything like that?
No, I figured it, on the back of bar napkins, I've calculated that the stall speed is about 190 knots, and the max speed is 11 knots, so you can do the math.
There you go.
Sounds good. How many waves per mile do you get?
That's a good question.
Wow. At Oshkosh, I think it's the record. It's been continuous, and it's great because we love the reception we've gotten here. It's been fun.
I was going to say, how do the people react when they see this thing? I know I just said, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I think I've got about 800 watts of stereo pumping out of this thing, and so it's pretty nice, and it gets people's attention. But when I turn on the smoke, I can hear people laughing from 100 feet away. above the music and everything. So it's getting good reactions. People
so
like
for
it.
For next year, you're going to add an afterburner?
Well, no. I don't want to toast anybody behind me. No thanks. It's
well, the part that I love about this thing the best is the disco ball. You can't have an engine to sell without a disco ball.
How many hours did it take you to build this?
About 1,000. I have into it. About 1,000. So it was a full year of. That's you know I went and flew. I'm an airline captain and I am a 747. And so I went and flew my 747 around the world, and I came back every single time and just did nothing but work on this for about a year.
You're going to kit it out? I mean, this is EAA. We're all about that.
My wife would kill me if I take on a bigger project.
Step one, get an engine to sell off a 747.
yeah.
Preferably one not being used by the airlines.
Yeah, that's the trick.
So, Susie, is there a boat in your future by any chance?
I already have the boat, too.
Oh, well, you live in Florida. Boats come with it.
Yeah, boats come with Florida, exactly. Yeah. Yes, but we do have a couple more of these engine nacelles.
Okay, I can make you such a deal.
Oh, such a deal.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, Susie, really, you should talk to him about taking one of them, standing it up on end, and using it as a hot tub.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's called repurposing.
Exactly. Well, that's what he did here, and this thing is fabulous. So you're, of course, going to instruct us on how to drive this.
Well, you climb up the 7 stairs on the spiral staircase.
Explain that, too.
Let's talk about the stairway there for a moment.
Well, I also added the airplane, the 747 in Opa-locka. I bought the spiral staircase, well, one-third of it, and I managed to make it as the stairway up inside of the nacelle to get up to the captain's seat, which sits in the middle on the hump on the very top. I sit 12 feet tall and got the two first-class seats that sit in front of me. We view out the front through the plexiglass window, and we've got the side windows that are working just like the 747 has. It's the same interior of the 747. My accelerator pedal is a rudder pedal from that airplane, from the captain's side, and the same thing as the brake. It's the other rudder pedal, and it all fits together and ties down 5 feet through to a club car golf cart, which is a heavy-duty tough cart that I use because the thing weighs 3,000 pounds, but it's in two segments. I've got a trailer that tows it on the back because I had to do that because 21 feet or so, you don't have a turning radius unless you make it with a trailer type thing. Articulating, that's the word. Thank you. What's amazing is that it works, and it's worked. Now, since December, we put it together, Toy Parade down in Port Orange, which is Spruce Creek Fly-In, and every year I do a different float for that Toy Parade, and I win every year. This is my biggest float that I've ever made, and I think I'm going to just hold here for a while.
Are you going to retire from float building now?
Nah, once a float builder, always a float builder.
Yeah, just ask all the other people at EAA who make an airplane and ask them if they're going to retire from it. No, I don't think you ever retire from making neat stuff.
Well, now that you've got this thing built and you've is it a test flight or a test drive?
Hard to say.
Now that you've got some miles on it, is there anything on here that you want to improve on or any additions that you're going to do with it?
It's got the smoke machine, which is a disco smoke machine. It's got the disco light. It's got $4,000 worth of disco lights that show up at night underneath. It's got two headlights. It's got navigation lights. It's got strobe lights on the outside. Honey, can you think of anything I should add?
No, I think it's done.
I was going to say, you need a GPS, you know.
No, I was thinking window treatments, you know. That didn't,
that would be good.
What most women would think.
Maybe we'll get it pressurized.
There you go.
No, I think it was pressurized pretty much when he was working on it.
Yeah, there you go.
An amazing feat of engineering. How much of this did you do yourself?
I did everything but welding. I put it all together with bolts. It's all aluminum. And then they weld it over top of it to make it extra strong. And then I also am not much of a painter. And, you know, that's a nice art. I had somebody professionally paint it. But virtually everything here was designed by me and put together by me. Other than that,
it's... Now, when you rolled into the paint shop, did they just start laughing? Can I have an estimate? I can just see what they'd say.
I did go to one paint shop, a car paint shop, and they said, there's no way, we just can't fit it in our booth because it's 8 feet, 6 inches wide, and they don't have room to get around it and stuff. So that was a problem. We ended up actually painting it outside. That worked best on a nice, calm day, and it came out pretty good, as you can see.
If you did that outside, the neighbors loved you.
No, it was away from everything. It worked out great.
They can't wait to see what's going to show up in his driveway next.
I'm telling you, Christmas next year is going to be, or this year is going to be very interesting.
I think he needs to go smaller, make it easier to transport.
The thing that I regret is not being able to buy the fuselage of the 747. We could have turned that into a motorhome. Let's get on to your piloting career. Obviously, you've flown 747s. How long have you flown 747s?
I became a captain on the 747 in 1997.
Well, even though this has an actual captain's pilot seat, if you want to call it that, you can't log these hours in here, can you?
I'm not logging them, no. I've got enough hours. I don't know. I've got 30,000 or something.
I was going to say this vehicle is VFR only. It is not equipped for IFR or known icing,
sure,
for that matter.
They follow all the roads.
And the only icing that's in this place is in the cooler.
Yes, which I understand it even has that too.
Well, it does. Underneath the spiral staircase, away from pilot access, I do have a kegerator for my friends.
The FAA never ramp checked you with this yet?
Nope, haven't got a problem from anybody. Everybody's been extremely nice and friendly, and this is the best place in the world to be at Oshkosh. But it's been great, and I give out, like, just randomly, we were coming down the street the other day, and I was being followed by a group of about, what, 8 girls and boys? Mm-hmm. About, you know, 8, 10 years old, and just stopped and put them all inside, and their parents walked alongside and threatened to leave them to me, and I said, oh, no, you're not. One guy told me that, he goes, I'll pick them up after college. Anyway, giving kids rides is one of the most fun things we do.
Oh, I imagine they just go nuts.
Yeah.
Who would ever have thought when Boeing was building these things, when they started them in, what, 1969?
Yeah, you need to find the engineer that designed the engine nacelles and show him this.
Wouldn't it be cool? I know, just recently it was named Boeing Square here, and I was pretty happy about that. And I actually went and got a sticker and put Boeing above the 747 on the tail, just because I know that they sponsor EAA, and they're good for us.
And I'm sure that I'm sure Boeing's reaction to this would be either, wow, that's really cool, or you gotta be kidding me.
Or somewhere in between, like, what the? Yeah,
well, they've never developed it themselves, so.
All right, well, we want to thank you, Paul and Susie, for joining us.
And putting up with our insanity.
And your unique vehicle.
Well, we really appreciate it, and we hope we can just make the air show a little bit better this year, and that's what we're trying to do.
Very good.
I think you got it.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.